Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara starting with Gilman with base and the bottom going into Mem Dalet and with Aleph presents the Shita of Rabbi Akiva that there's three things where Heter Mitzta'if Le'Isser, meaning even though you have a very small portion of Isser, if it joins together with something which is Heter, so then it's Usser even though the Isser itself is less than a Kazayis. And these three things are Chometz and Pesach, Seor that goes in the Mizbeach, and by a Nozir. There's a beautiful pshat written by the Beis Yaakov, the son of the Me'a Sheloyach, on the Sefer Hazmanim, which is written on a Godosh LePesach. And he says over there the following. Sefer Yetzirah tells us that the world is divided into the following three things. Oilom, Shana, Nefesh. Oilom refers to space, Shana refers to time, Nefesh refers to an Adam. As we mentioned here in a previous Yerim, the whole world, everything that we have, is divided into these three things. Olam, space, Shana, time, Nefesh, and Adam. Says the Beis Yaakov, Sefer Hazmanim, says the idea is that in general, similar to an idea that was mentioned last week in one of the Shiurim, when you have bad in the world, the bad can be converted to good. And many times bad can join the good and become part of it. In Kabbalah, this is called klipas noiga, like a peel called noiga, which is in and out. Sometimes it can turn to good, sometimes it can turn to bad. And that's why in general we have, if you have an Isser who mixes up with good, the Isser is batel b'roif, it's cancelled. And therefore, even if you have less than a kazayis of Isser in any one of the Isserim, these Isurim are batel. But when you're talking about the beginning, the source, the highest level of Gdusha, there you cannot have no mix-up of bad at all. It has to be completely pure Gdusha. Later you could join the Isurim, the bad, the Tumah, and you could join with the Gdusha to be mevatel it. But to start with it, that you can't. The original point, the highest level of Gdusha, needs to be pure. Says the Beis Yaakov, that these are the three items that we have over here, or the three highest level of Kedushas that we have in Olam, Shana, and Nefesh, that we have in space, time, and a human being. In Olam, obviously the most Kaddishic place in the world is Beis HaMikdash. So in Beis HaMikdash, you cannot have any Chometz, Se'or, Bal, Taktiru. In general, even a smallest piece is a problem. Then when we're talking about Pesach, as we mentioned earlier in the Chavtes, we brought the Zohar to tell us how in Pesach you have to be completely pure matzah without any chometz. That every year we reenact going out in Mitzrayim, Me'am Yisrael, we're so to speak sick and they need to heal by being 100% Kaddish. So that is in time. That's in Shana. The holiest, most pure time of Kedusha is the time of Pesach. And then finally, Benefesh, who is a regular person who goes up to the highest level of Kedusha? That is a Nazir. A Nazir is the one who accepts on himself a Kedusha, which as the Beis Yaakov points out, you cannot even require it from him. There's no mitzvah to become Nazir. It's too high level to ask anybody to do it. A person needs to volunteer to do it. But a person volunteers to get there, he's the highest level of Kedusha, he needs to get away for every type of Isser, every type of Tumah, it needs to be pure Kedusha only. And as we found, the Gemara just quoted it, Le'elam Daf Mem Amud Beis, that the quote, Lech Lech Amrinan Nezira, Schor Schor Lekamer Lertikrov, go, go, we tell the Nazir, go around and around, don't get close to the vineyard. That's a sentence that's mentioned Dafka by Nazir. Because a Nazir has to purify himself and have no connection to Isser or Tumor at all. Don't get even close to the vineyard. Don't even have any Shaykhis to Isser. You have to be pure Gedusha. So says the Beis Yaakov, these are the three things, Olam, Shana, Nefesh. And Olam, Beis HaMikdash is a Kedusha, and Shana, Pesach is a Kedusha, and by Nefesh, the Nas is a Kedusha. These are the three things that Rekiva tells us in our Sugya, that you cannot have any Isser, and Heter Mitztaref LeIsser. If you have the smallest amount of Isser, and even though most of it is Heter, it's Heter Mitztaref LeIsser to become Aser, because it needs to be a pure Kedusha. Anyone wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.